Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
The big traffic issue this afternoon, there's been a crash on the N1 northbound in Midrand, halfway between Allendale and New Road. It is backed up through the Buccleuch interchange, and the Mike 1 is now backed up as far as Sandton.
The Independent Examinations Board says last year's matrics achieved a pass rate of 98.47%. And there's a lot of smiles, but also in some cases disappointment. The CEO of Boston City Campus, Ari Katz, says there are numerous ways to further your education, even if you didn't get the results you wanted.
If you, for example, were hoping to get a bachelor's pass, but you only got a pass for a higher certificate, it's not the end of the world. All you need to do is you could then do a higher certificate for 1 year, and you can use that higher certificate as an entry into a bachelor's the following year.
News from neighboring Mozambique. Tropical storm Dikeledi slammed into the northern parts of the country today, leaving at least 3 people dead in Madagascar. The storm also triggered floods in the French territory of Mayotte. For more information on that, you can visit our website. It's jackranfm.com. Click on news. And still in Africa, a government official in Nigeria confirmed that a jihadist group killed at least 40 farmers in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state. Fighters from the group ISWAP rounded up scores of farmers in Doumba yesterday, and they were killed on the shores of Lake Chad. I'm Madeline Fischer. More news at 5.
We start off with some cricket news. The Proteas earlier today confirmed a 15-man squad for the upcoming ICC Champions Trophy, which will be held in Pakistan from the 19th of Feb until the 9th of March. ODI captain Themba Bavuma will lead the side, which features 10 players who played in the 2023 World Cup in India. A notable return is that of Fitzgen Andrich Nokia, who missed out on the World Cup because of injury.
They offer, you know, high pace, both of them, and with a little bit more experience and potentially some attributes that will stand in good stead in Pakistan. So, yeah, Gerald was a tough one because, you know, it's ultimately done nothing wrong to not be selected, but...
In tennis news, Novak Djokovic survived a scare in his quest for tennis history before joining Carlos Alcaraz and defending champion Jannik Sinner in the second round of the Australian Open earlier today. But home favourite Nick Kyrgios will not join them as the Australian failed to clear the first hurdle. On the ladies' side of the draw, Iga Swiatek and Coco Gauff powered through with minimum fuss as they seek to dethrone two-time defending champion Aryna Sabalenka. And Borussia Dortmund manager Nuri Sahin, well, he cut a disconsolate figure earlier today as he counted the cost of a flu-like illness that has cut through his squad and continues to wreak havoc as they prepare for Holstein Kiel in the Bundesliga. Now Dortmund are 8th on the table after being beaten 3-2 at home by Bayer Leverkusen on Friday. Sahin revealing that 12 members of his team and coaching staff have been laid low by the illness in the hours leading up to the game. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
You turn my world around, running up the hill and the upside down, searching for higher ground. Never thought I'd come to the love I found in you. You're the only one I choose. Hey, I don't wanna be with someone else, babe. When I'm with you, I can be myself. On and on and on, I could sing along. On and on and on, you're my favorite song. I'm falling, I'm falling deeper than I thought I'd be. You're calling, you're calling out to a whole new part of me. I'd like to know if someone
I don't really